Well, here we are in Roswell, the 60th anniversary, and I just want to introduce this guest, and he can tell you what he's doing. It's pretty ambitious, Brian Tenner. And you've got a theme park, an alien theme park planned for Roswell, is that right?
That's absolutely right, Jerry.
Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what's going to be in this theme park.
Well, one of the featured attractions is going to be an alien abduction roller coaster.
And how do you have that drawn out in your mind?
I do. I've been working on that idea for the past 2 years. So you could actually get into a car and drive in your roller coaster, self-propelled, of course, through the various parts.
So this would be like bumper cars or
no,
cars?
This is a roller coaster. You better strap on because you're going to be going fast.
Okay.
Can you take it?
I just got to get a picture of this.
It's a steel roller coaster. It's going to be indoors.
Is it going to be as good as the one at Six Flags?
Much better.
Okay, I knew he'd say that.
When you get off the roller coaster, you will believe that you were taken on board a UFO.
Will this be an enclosed car or no?
Yeah, the entire ride will be enclosed. And it's going to
so you can't hold your hands up when you go over the...
Now you know what? You'll be so scared you won't want to. You'll be holding on to anyone, even people you don't know, will become your best friend on that ride.
You're right. Okay, so you got that one. What else are you going to have?
Well, there's going to be some other interesting ones. I'm not going to go into all of the details because we have to have some secrets, right?
Well, I understand that. Now, you're quite the PR man. I checked you on CNN. There you were one day. Talking about the Zagan theme park.
That's right. I was
you know, been on all the networks. You get around.
I do. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And so I compliment you on that, and I'm glad you came on our show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be here. I mean, the point of this park is to for people that want to have a good time and be entertained, and also for the serious aspect of the Roswell incident. And we welcome everybody. If you're a skeptic, if you're a believer, if you just want to have a great time, everyone is welcome.
No, as long as you buy an admission to the roller coaster, it doesn't make any difference, right?
Yeah, well, that always helps. That always helps. But yeah, it's going to be a great attraction, a great theme park, and I'm not going to stop until it's done. I would like to schedule the opening date of 2012. That's a special year, I think, for everyone.
So when I asked the question a little earlier if the world was going to end at 2012, you don't think so because obviously you're putting a big investment in.
Well, no. What I think is the world of theme parks, as you know it, is going to end, and the new age of theme parks is going to begin.
See, folks, I told you he's quite the PR guy. How'd you get interested in Roswell and alien theme parks?
I've always been a science fiction buff, always been interested in aliens and Roswell and things like that. And I always said to myself that the city is missing something spectacular. The name recognition of Roswell is international, as of course everybody knows. And people come here and they can walk around and see some of the interesting things, but everybody's been thirsting for more. And what I'd like to do is find a way for people to stay longer, give more to the economy, and to have a great time
now,
while
you,
they're here.
You don't live in Roswell. You live in Texas or something.
No, I don't even live that close. I'm all the way in Florida.
Okay. That's right. I remember your press release now. It came from Florida.
So I was either suffering from heat stroke in Florida, and that's probably what caused the idea, or I just was bored. I'm really not sure, but I do want to make it happen, and we have gotten pretty far.
Have you found a location here yet?
We're still working on that. Yeah. We have a couple of ideas.
And well, so you've got a little time yet.
Yeah, where's your hotel?
Yeah,
we can start there.
Yeah, and you may when you do this, how is the city of Roswell? I know you've talked to them, or at least some people.
Yeah, I've worked with the city planner, Zach Montgomery, and we've been working very hard. We've got an appropriation from the state of New Mexico. The legislature approved $245,000 for the initial planning of the park. Of course, there's a lot more to go.
You've done pretty good for a Florida boy. You got these New Mexico guys shelling out a little money. That's good.
Yeah, well, so far, right?
That's good. That's better than I've been able to do. No, I'm teasing. When we talk about alien theme parks and plans like that, and you said you've always been interested in this and science fiction, have you had some sort of contact with ETs?
Well, interestingly enough,
I'm not trying to paint you into a corner here.
Oh, no, you're not at all. No, I mean, really, interestingly enough, the theme park kind of came in the way of a vision. I did imagine a place
and some
rides.
See, I knew there was something behind this.
Well, I think all dreams start out as a vision somewhere. Okay. So I think there was definitely some inspiration. And really, and this is going to sound crazy. Of course, everything that I say usually does, but...
not too crazy. You got the New Mexico legislature.
Yeah, that's
put up
true.
$245,000.
What I'd hope for one day is that the truth will be revealed, and there will, whether you believe in Roswell or not, there is going to be a contact, a date when the vast majority of the population will actually make that first contact. And I would like that place to be in Roswell, and I think that it will be.
Well, you know, they got a spaceport not too far from here already.
Yeah, exactly.
And they spent a lot of money over there, and you're going to get them land in Roswell. They're going to be upset with you. Let's talk a little bit more about what we can realistically look for this theme park to have when it opens. You're going to have this ride, which sounds fun.
That is one of the things, and also a large aspect of the park is going to be devoted to the scientific exploration of life outside of Earth. So there is going to be a lot.
So you're
going to
have a little scientific,
like a SETI type,
Kind of like my show, a little social redeeming value.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of our audience members wants to know if you've been abducted.
Have I? No, I have not. You're not planning on something later, are you?
No. Okay. Thanks very much, Brian.
Thank you, Jerry. Take care.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a vacation idea for this summer, or really any time, that is unique, different, and affordable. I'm talking about a tour of the Grand Canyon in a van with Marvelous Marv, the world-famous tour guide. Marvelous Marv has lived in the Grand Canyon area for well over two decades, and he will show you things that no other tour guide will, and all the while fill you in on the history and the mystery of the giant canyon itself. When you go on a tour with Marv, you get to see the best viewpoints and the best exhibits. He knows this canyon. He knows this area of Arizona. Now on this page, there's a banner you can click on, and it will take you to Marv's website, where you can get all the answers about Marv and his Grand Canyon tour. This is a vacation you will treasure forever. Check it out, won't you? Marvelous Marv's Grand Canyon Tours. This is Jerry Pippin, and we are here in Roswell, 60th anniversary, Don Ray Walton. I met you in Eureka, and we have you on our website, and you've had some strange experiences, and a lot of people would go over there and hear those. You finally got a book deal, though.
That's correct, yes.
Welcome to the show, by the way. He's a Texas boy. I guess you haven't figured this out. He's got a hat on, folks, and you see the picture. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening since we saw you.
Well, I got a contract signed with Fate Magazine to publish my first book called The Coming Human Aliens, Fact or Fiction. My cousin Travis Walton was abducted, and he made a movie on it. And, I've had a lot of people asking me a lot of questions about a lot of things about the end of the world.
We got on that subject. What do you think of the end of the world?
Well, I think it's not going to be an end of the world as people would say it. I'd say the only way the end of the world would come is if we ever blew the hell out of the planet with our nuclear weapons.
We may end it.
Yeah, we're the only ones that could end the world, actually. I think the aliens would start a new beginning, and that would be the end of the world as we know it. But a new beginning, as in contact of extraterrestrials.
What kind of stuff are you putting in your book? What's it going to be about? When I get that book, what will I be reading about?
Well, you'll be reading a lot about the Roswell crash, about how it explains why the Roswell crash. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about the Roswell crash and the aliens crashed here and everything, but what you don't really understand is what caused the crash in the first place. The crash was not caused by... by human intervention. It was caused by alien intervention. In other words, another craft of its kind shot that craft down because they were coming here to warn us. And you'll find those answers in my book.
So you're saying that the good guys got shot down?
More or less, yes.
Now, there has been a lot of credence going on to this alien crash scenario or a shoot-down scenario. In fact, we have a DVD over here on our table by David Sarita, who's well-known, it's from Here to Andromeda. And that's one of his things in that DVD is he has some evidence that it was an alien shoot-down or perhaps a U.S. Air Force shoot-down or Army Air Force. But you think it was alien-on-alien battle.
Well, see, actually, at the time, we were in a propeller stage in 1947.
Yeah.
So we didn't have anything capable of shooting down a craft of that proportion.
Oh, David has a guy on that says they just got lucky.
No, I don't think machine guns could have shot
Why, it down. Why do you base this statement you made? Why do you say that?
Well, I believe they were coming here to warn us about situation because, you see, there's some aliens up there that are good aliens. There are some aliens up there that are bad aliens. Well, they're bad to a point, but you got to understand that if we got into space with our nuclear capabilities and our weapons and things, that we'd be a threat and a danger to them. So I don't believe they want us on that out there in that area. See, there are three stages to the human race. The first is the cave dwellers, which is primitive man, and then there's the human part, which is when they sent the avatar Christ to you to teach you the ways of humanity to respect life instead of destroy it. And then there's the third stage, which is human aliens, because you're in space now. You got space shuttle, you got probes on Mars, you got probes outside your solar system. So you're not from those worlds. You got a probe on Mars. I mean, you'd be classified as alien to that world as far as full classification by the aliens themselves, so you'd be called human aliens, third
now,
stage.
We got a tight time schedule here. Last time you were on the show, you sang a song for us.
Yes, I did.
You going to do something for us this time?
Yeah, I'll do the same one for you, but I'll do it with the music this time.
Oh, you get the music?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put.
Okay, here's his novelty song. You don't mind me calling it a novelty song, do you? Okay. And
it's called the Alien Song, and it's a message to mankind.
Okay.
I hate to
rush you along here, but we're in.
All right.
We can try. You know, everybody came to Roswell this year, and that's great. But it means that we have to cut everybody's time down to get to everybody on the air. And by the way, we'll be here every day for the rest of the week, right on through Sunday. You need to tune that thing up, or you?
Nah, I think it should be there.
Okay. Right. Okay, now it's the Alien Song by Don Ray Walton, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a reback of the, the This Land Is Your Land song, but I think you'll get a kick out of it, Ghost. This land is your land. This land ain't my land. I'm an alien from another planet. I fly above you in a super spaceship. This land was made for you, not me. We teach your pigeon to crap upon you. We show them how to hit your cars. And while you're cursing at that car wash, you'll never know that crap's from Mars. This land is your land. This land ain't my land, 'cause I'm an alien from another planet. I fly above you in a super spacecraft. This land was made for you, not me.
stranger weather. We make it rotten, so all you humans wrap up in cotton. You freeze your butts off and blame your God. This land was made for you, not me. So we pretended that we was God. Burned 10 commandments that Moses saw with a laser beam. He made religion, man, what a pigeon. This land was made for you, not me. We taught you humans how to make a bomb, and with religion, them wars were on. And if you wipe your own butts out, you're one less problem for us to worry about. This land was made for you, not me. This land was made for you, not me.
Okay, Don, the Alien Song. This is Jerry Pippin. Don't go away.
The year was 1970 when Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan released their first big single hit, Tennessee Birdwalk. For the first time in the history of music, this 45 RPM single becomes available to the public in the form of a mouse pad. Made of high-quality quarter-inch rubber, this fabric-covered 8-inch mouse pad delivers your mouse a very smooth ride. For only $9.95 plus $2.50 shipping and handling, your mouse pad will be rushed via USPS first-class mail. Simply click on the happy little mice and be directed to our ordering page. Hurry while this limited time offer lasts.